is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust you.
诗篇第九十一篇第一到第二节，住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。我要论到耶和华说，他是我的避难所，是我的山寨，是我的神，是我所倚靠的。
Many brothers who taught and preached the word of God believe that Psalm 91 is one of the most prayers besides Psalm 90 and Deuteronomy 32.
许多讲道的弟兄姊妹们，弟兄们都谈到说，这个诗篇第九十一篇是摩西所祷告最多的一个诗一部经节。除了诗篇第九十篇和生命记以外
It could be seen as a summary of his life as he looked back his years from the day of his birth to the last day.
这可以说是他一个生平的记述，就像他出生直到他最后那一天。
The last days when he was standing on top of the Pisgah,of the Mount Nebo.
最后一天就是他当他站在尼波山脉的比斯加山上。
Every day and every moment in his life living in this world.
他在地上的全部的时光，包括每一天他在地上经历的。
Whenever he's in need of protection and the provision from God.
无论任何时候，当他需要对神需要要求神的供给或者神的保护的时候，
like the hymn we were just singing in this morning,
就像我们今天早间所唱的这首诗歌
，In times of shadow and in sunshine,
无论是在黑影还是在有阳光的日子
，God ever was near him.
神总是与他相近
so that Moses could always say this prayer with assurance that in him I will trust.
所以就着这一切的经历来说，摩西永远可以说，我所信靠的是这位神。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有一些祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this time we can gather together before your mercy seat.
主耶稣，我们非常感恩，我们可以来到你施恩的宝座面前聚集。
Lord, we pray that you speak to us, thy servant listen.
主，我们求你对我们心里讲话，你的仆人谨听。
Lord, give us a listening ear so we may receive your word into our heart.
求你赐给我们会听的耳朵，好叫我们从心里面接受到你的话语。
We thank you again for this moment.
我们非常感恩这段时间
Because it's all of your grace
因为全是你的恩典
We thank you in Jesus' name we pray
我们感恩奉耶稣基督的名阿门
Most everyone knows the story of the man Moses
基本上每个人都知道摩西的故事
And the young people when they come to Sunday school
当年轻人来上主日学的时候
They learned the story at a very early age
他们很小的时候就已经学摩西的故事
About the little baby in the basket left there by the river
就像摩西从出生的时候被留在一个小筐子里面在尼罗河里上面飘荡
And the daughter of Egyptian king found him
法老的女儿看见了他
And brought him over to King's palace.
把他带到了王宫里面。
There he grew up not only as the prince of Egypt, but also the great deliverer of God's people Israel.
他从埃及的王宫长大，不仅成为了埃及的王子，并且成为了神所使用的来拯救以色列的那位拯救者
to bring them out of the bondage of slavery and to lead them into the land of a promise
把他们从埃及为奴之家拯救到神所应许的之地
Moses with no doubt is one of the greatest men who ever lived
摩西和毋庸置疑是这个历史上所存留的一个非常伟大的人物之一
And also we know that he is the author of the first five books of the entire Bible.
我们知道摩西他也是整本圣经里面前五卷摩西五经的作者。
These five books which we call the Pentateuch.
这五卷书我们称为摩西五经。
If you want to read through the whole Bible,
如果你想要把整卷圣经读一遍，
you won't be able to skip over the life story of this man.
你一定不能错过摩西的生平。
And his name is repeated for many, many times in the Bible.
他的名字在圣经当中被重复了许多次。
Even in the New Testament books.
甚至在新约圣经当中。
And we also know that Moses had lived a life of longevity.
我们知道摩西他很长寿。
The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 34:7.
圣经在生命记第三十四章第七节告诉我们。
That Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were not dim, nor his natural vigor diminished.
他圣经告诉我们，当摩西被主接走的时候，他120岁，他的眼睛没有昏花，他的体力没有衰弱。
If we have time to read through his life stories by the Old Testament,
如果我们有时间能够读旧约他的生平，
we will be surprised to find out that this 120 years is composed by three periods of 40 years equally.
我们就知道在他生在地上生存的120年里面，可以平均的划为三个阶段，每一个阶段都是40年。
Now somebody may say that the composition like this is just accidental.
有些人可能会说这种生命的经历可能只是一个偶然。
But we see it as deeply meaningful.
但是在我们看来是非常有意义的。
Because first we see God's unchanging faithfulness through this 120 years.
从摩西他120年的生命里面，我们可以看到神永不改变的信实。
Some may think God is good to me for today in this moment.
那有些人可能认为神在今天这个时刻对我是美善的。
But his goodness may change tomorrow with a different situation.
但是如果明天境况改变的时候，他的美善也许就会改变。
No, that's not my dear brothers and sisters.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，不是这样的。
God is good all the time, and all the time God is good.
神是美善的，存到永远，存到永远，神是美善的。
He's never changed, no matter this 40 years going by and that next 40 years coming.
他永不改变，不管是这四十年经过的，还是将要发生的四十年。
In James 1:17, it says that with him there's no variation or shadow of turning.
在雅各书第一章十七节说，在他没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
Second, we see God's wonderful workmanship to mold Moses according to his glorious plan for him.
第二点我们要看的是根据神他永远的计划，他在摩西身上所有的雕琢和巧匠。
God had sent the baby Moses to King's palace, which he didn't deserve for 40 years.
神把摩西带到法老的皇宫里面，这个并不是他所配得的。
In order to give him the best education and the training.
他所享受到埃及一切的知识的教育。
And in someday,
有一天
he may have the ability to lead his people of Israel.
这样他就可以有一天带着以色列人能够出埃及。
But is ability enough?
那这个能力就是足够的吗？
How about his spiritual quality?
那他属灵生命的品格呢？
The spiritual quality that directs his ability.
他属灵的生命的品格来决定使用他的能力。
The spiritual quality that can locate his ability.
属灵生命的 品格来使知道在哪儿使用他的能力。
So God had sent Moses to the wilderness of Midian for another 40 years.
所以在第二个四十年中，神把摩西带到米甸的旷野。
Which was totally different environment from King's Palace.
米甸的旷野与埃及的王宫是截然不同的景况。
Moses there he became a shepherd in the middle of the desert.
他是在一个荒漠当中成了一个牧羊人。
So as years passed by,
随着时间的流逝，
Moses' patience on God was little by little gone with the wind.
摩西对神的信渐渐的消逝。
Finally, when he reached his 80th birthday,
当他到了八十岁的时候，
he said his prayer of bye-bye to God in Psalm 90.
在诗篇第九十篇的时候，他觉得他的时光已经流逝了，神不会再使用他了。
So he said that the days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength,They are 80 years.
他在诗篇第九十篇里面讲到，我们一生的年日是70岁，若是强壮，可到80岁。
Yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and the way fly away.
但其中所惊夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而逝。
So my dear brothers and sisters, Moses was about to stop here for his life on this earth.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，摩西在这里以为自己的生命就到此为止了。
If I was Moses, I would ask myself,
如果我是摩西，我就会问我自己，
What else I could do for I'm already 80 years old?
我都八十岁了，我还能做什么呢？
I would ask God.
我问神，
What else you could do upon me, for I'm already 80 years old.
我都八十岁了，你能带我做什么呢？
I'm simply too old for any new appointment.
我对于任何新鲜的东西来说都太老了。
Like people always says that it's impossible to teach a no dog learning the new tricks.
那就像人们所经常说的，对于教一个老的一点的狗来学新的技术的话，新的 trick 是很难的。
Moses was ready to fly away at the age of 80.
在摩西八十岁的时候，他已经准备好了，他这一生就飞逝如飞而去。
But guys, right at this point of time,
在这一个时刻，
God met Moses in the burning bush.
神却在一个燃烧的荆棘里面遇见了摩西。
God talked to him face to face, saying, "Go, Moses, go now."
神就在燃烧的荆棘里面面对面的遇见了摩西，告诉他：“摩西，去，摩西。
Go back to the land where you have come from 40 years ago.”
回到你从四十年前来的那个地方。
For executing my plan upon my people.
好叫你能够成就我在我名身上的旨意。
So my dear brothers and sisters, this is the start point of his third 40 years.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这就开始了他第三个四十年的生命。
Guys, our life is not accidental.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的生命不是一个偶然。
It's not like just shooting star.
也不是划过的流星。
Comes and goes coincidentally.
来来去去都是出于偶然。
In hymn number 471 in the church hymn book.
在教会的诗歌本里面第471首
Sister Fanny Crosby writes it down.
Fanny Crosby 姊妹这样写道：
For I know whatever befalls me, Jesus leads me all the way.
无论在任何情况下，耶稣基督都永远的带领我。
Hope we all can find the answer for our life from Moses' life story of 340 years.
愿我们都从摩西这三个四十年的经历里面来学习到我们所要学的生命的功课。
Now would you please turn your Bible with me to Exodus 2 verses 1 through 3.
让我们一起翻到圣经出埃及记第二章第一到第三节。
I will read it in New King James Translation and our sister will read the Chinese translation for us.
我要读英文钦定版本，姊妹会读中文。
And a man of the house of Levi went and took as wife a daughter of Levi. So the woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was a beautiful child, she hid him 3 months. But when she could no longer hid him, she took an ark of bulrushes for him, dubbed it with what? Well, you know that I don't the pronunciation of it. Put the child in it and laid it in the reeds by the river's bank.
出埃及记第二章一到三节，有一个利未家的人娶了一个利未女子为妻，那女人怀孕，生一个儿子。见他俊美，就藏了他3个月。后来不能再藏，就取了一个蒲草箱，抹上石漆和石油，将孩子放在里头，把箱子搁在河边的芦荻中。
According to verse 2, Moses was born as a beautiful child.
根据第二节来说，摩西出生的时候俊美。
Those you have read the original King James translation.
如果你读英文原本的钦定版本的时候，
you will notice here that it says that he was born a goodly child.
你会看到这里所用的词是叫 goodly, 俊美。
The implication behind this word is that he was someone special.
在这里所隐藏的意义就是他非常的特殊。
Someone favorable by God.
是门神所爱的。
So God would take the full responsibility for his favorite one.
所以神会完全的负责他所偏爱的。
You know that when I was watching the TV news recently about the funeral of Queen Elizabeth II.
你知道当我最近在看电视的时候看伊丽莎白二世的葬礼的时候。
It says that there was a huge and a beautiful rainbow appears in the sky of London on that day.
就在那一天她驾崩的时候，在伦敦的天空当中有一个非常清晰的美丽的彩虹。
Then the newscaster says that it really shows that the queen is indeed someone special.
然后这个这记者就说，这个皇后她完全是一个神，一个特别的受偏爱的一个特殊人物。
Moses was born as a special child.
摩西所出生的时候，他就是一个特殊的孩子。
So we tend to think that he must deserve something special.
我们就以为说他一定会受到一些特殊的待遇。
Like earth shattering or rainbow in the sky when he was born, didn't he?
所以就好像地大众震动天上出现彩虹一样的这些天象的变化。
But my dear brothers and sisters, this isn't the story of Moses.
但是弟兄姊妹们，这不是摩西的故事。
In fact, verse 2 tells us that his parents had to hide him for 3 months.
第二节当中，这里圣经告诉我们，他的父母亲要把他隐藏3个月。
Because he was born in the time that all the Hebrew boys were supposed to be murdered by the order of Egyptian king.
因为他所生的年代是埃及法老所决定所有希伯来的男孩都必须被杀死的年代。
So the baby Moses had to be born in a dark place and being kept there for days and nights.
所以摩西出生的时候，他作为一个婴儿，他是被放在一个非常隐暗的、阴暗的、隐暗的地方，白天黑夜都是这样。
Not for 3 hours, not for 3 days, but for 3 months.
不是三个小时，也不是三天，而是三个月。
It stands out to me that we as the parents know that kids are really good doing that thing called crying.
我们作为父母亲，我们都知道我们的孩子非常擅长一件事情，就是哭闹。
Like they want to let you know whether they are happy or sad or being hungry.
他是经过他的哭闹来告诉我们，他们是否该开心，或者不高兴，或者饿了。
All their conversation is interpreted through crying.
他们所有跟我们的交流都是急着哭闹来完成的。
So imagine that Moses' mother had to cover the baby's mouth all the time.
想一想，摩西的妈妈要总是来盖着捂着他的嘴。
So that a baby crying wouldn't be heard by Egyptian ears.
好叫他的哭声不会被埃及的军兵听见。
They're young guys. When your parents send you to the school from kindergarten way up to college.
年轻人们，当你的父母亲看着你长大，带你从不仅是从开始学前班，一直到送你到大学的时候。
For pursuing a good life, and a brighter future.
好叫你有更好的生活和更明亮的前程。
Moses' parents had to hide him away in a dark place.
摩西的父母亲必须要把他藏在一个隐暗的、黑暗的地方。
Moses got nothing but the threat of death.Waiting for him down the road when he was born into this world.
当摩西出生的时候，他所面临是死亡的威胁。
And this is where his life story started, pathetically and awfully in worldly eyes.
在世人的眼里，摩西的出生是可悲的、可怜的。
But the word of God here in Exodus 2 verse 2 says that he is a beautiful boy.
但是在出埃及记第二章第二节里面说到他是一个俊美的孩子。
A goodly child.
是一个为神所拣选的特别的孩子。
It means that he was the most favorable one in God's eyes.
他是在神眼中所特别偏爱的孩子。
Now, my dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
where do you want to start your life story in Christ?
你是想要你怎么样在基督里开始你的生命呢？
Or let me put it in this way.
换句话说，
shiny rainbow in the sky or a dark place in a Levi's household.
你是想要有在天空中明亮的彩虹，还是在利未家一个阴暗的角落。
These two, which one you want to choose to be the part of your story in Christ?
这两个里面的抉择，你是选择哪一个要开始你在基督里面的生活呢？
Fanny Crosby lost her sight 6 weeks after she was born.
Fanny Crosby 姊妹，她是在出生6个月的时候就失去了她的视力。
Then she lost her father 6 months later.
六个月之后，他又丧失了他的父亲。
But in her blind life,
在他所有在不能看见的世界里面，
she had contributed almost 9,000 hymns.
他写了大概9,000个诗篇、诗歌。
I mean 9,000 praise and prayers to God's people all over the world.
包括一些祷告和赞美。供全世界的信徒来享受。
You know, once she was commented.
有一次，人们评论她说
，Like it's a great pity that Jesus didn't give you sight, even though he showed so many gifts upon you.
虽然神在你身上给你浇灌了许多的恩赐，但是非常遗憾，神没有给你势力让你看见。
But our sister respond at once.
但是我们的姊妹就立刻的回应说
，Do you know that if at the birth I had been able to make one petition?
你知道吗？如果我出生的时候有一个请求
，It would have been that I was born blind.
我会请求说，我出生的时候仍然是瞎眼的。
Because thus I can see the face of my Savior.
这样我就可以面见我的我的救主。
Let's take a look at verse 3.
让我们再看看第三节。
We see there are two elements of faith demonstrated here.
我们在这里可以看到两点信心的功课。
Hebrews 11:23 confirms that by faith, Moses' parents were not afraid of the Egyptian power.
希伯来书第十一章第二十三节讲到，摩西的父母因着信，他们不惧王宫的威胁。
So they hid the baby for 3 months.
所以他们就把摩西隐藏了三个月。
But now we see another element of faith.
在这里我们还看到信的另外一点
that they had to release the baby from their own hand after 3 months
经过三个月之后他们必须放手放开送走这个婴儿
down the river in the basket
把它放在这个小篮子当中放进这个河中
to a situation unknown to them
到一个非常不知道前途如何的光景。
But it's God's wonderful way to send a baby Moses to King's palace for training and education.
但是就这个完全不明的景况，是神带领摩西进入埃及的皇宫来学习一些知识和受训的一个过程。
So did you see it, my dear brothers and sisters? It requires the same amount of faith.The parents had before.
弟兄姊妹们，你们可以看见，在这里父母亲所学的功课是一样的。
Guys, sometimes we worry about our kids as they are about to shift away from our control.
我们作为父母来说，经常的忧虑，当我们的孩子从我们的身边走开的时候，会什么样
？There are not moms and dads' sweet kids anymore.
他们不再是爸爸妈妈的甜蜜的孩子。
They're gonna be themselves.
他们就会自己长大。
Dear parents,
亲爱的父母亲
，Whether you like it or not,
无论你喜欢还是不喜欢
，This time of shifting the control will come eventually.
这个在你所控制上面的交接的转移总会出现。
But my question is.
但是我的问题就是
，Are we ready for that moment to come?
我们准备好这一个时刻的发生吗
？What do we want to do when it comes?
当这一刻发生的时候，我们能干什么呢
？To be honest with you, I have heard so many complaints from the parents from their negative emotions.
非常。诚实地告诉你们，我听到父母亲有许多的抱怨，许多负面的想法。
We see here the good example by Moses' parents.
我们在这里可以看到摩西父母亲对我们一个好的榜样。
When the time was coming,
当时刻来临的时候
，They knew that they are not going to hold the responsibility any longer.
他们知道他们不能再负这个责任了。
And they got to shift it onto God's hand.
他们必须把它交在神的手中。
Yet they had no idea what's going on ahead with little basket by the river.
他们一点也不知道这个小篮子放在河中飘零会遇到什么样的情况。
But by faith.
但是却急着信。
They put the baby in the basket and sent him out.
他们把这个婴孩放在这个小篮子当中，把他放走了。
The word basket here in original language is the ark.
这个小筐子在英文的原在原原来的语言是意思就是方舟。
It is the same word used in Genesis 6, 7, and 8.
在在创世纪六七八章里面所用的一样的词方舟。
Where Noah and his family was kept safe during the great flood.
在创世纪六七八里面，挪亚和他的全家在方舟里得救的故事。
The implication behind this word is that Moses' parents had a strong faith on God's salvation.
在这个小的故事里面，我们就可以看到这个词儿的背后的意义，就是摩西的父母亲非常他的有坚定的信。
They had a faith when they sent the baby out.
当他们要把这个婴儿摩西送走的时候，他们是非常有信心的。
They trust on God because He knows the best for them.
他们信靠神，因为知道神有完美的旨意。
And He will take the full responsibility no matter what happens to the baby.
无论什么样的事情发生，神都全权的负责。
God's way, neither your way nor my way, is the best way for our kids.
不是你的计划，也不是我的计划，而是神的计划，是对我们的孩子最美的计划。
Dear parents, as we keep on praying for our kids about their future.
弟兄姊妹们，我们一直在恳切地为我们的孩子的未来祷告。
I think this is the key lesson we've got to learn first.
我觉得这个是对我们来说最主要的一个功课。
Now, let's turn our second Bible readings on Exodus 2, verses 11 through 15.
让我们再翻到圣经出埃及记第十一到十五节。
Now it came to pass in those days, when Moses was grown, that he went out to his brethren and looked at their burdens, and he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his brethren. So he looked this way and that way, and when he saw no one, he killed the Egyptian.And hid him in the sand. And when he went out the second day, behold, two Hebrew men were fighting. And he said to the one who did the wrong, Why are you striking your companion? Then he said, Who made you a prince and a judge over us? Do you intend to kill me as you killed the Egyptian?So Moses feared and said, Surely this thing is known. When Pharaoh heard of this matter, he sought to kill Moses. But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian, and he sat down by a well.
出埃及记第二章十一到十五节。后来摩西长大。他出去到他弟兄那里，看他们的重担，见一个埃及人打希伯来人的一个弟兄。他左右观看，见没有人，就把埃及人打死了，藏在沙土里。第二天他出去，见有两个希伯来人争闹，就对那欺负人的人说。你为什么打你同族的人呢？那人说：“谁立你做我们的首领和审判官呢？难道你要杀我，像杀那埃及人吗？”摩西便惧怕，说：“这事必是被人知道了。”法老听见这事，就想杀摩西，但摩西躲避法老，逃往米甸地居住。一日他坐在井旁，他在井旁坐下。
God had sent Moses to King's palace.
神把摩西带到了埃及的王宫。
And he had spent 40 years there.
他在埃及的王宫里面住了四十年。
He was trained by Egypt's best.
他经受了埃及最好的教育。
Acts 7:22 confirms.
在使徒行传第第七章这里更有重复的说明。
That when Moses was 40 years old.
当摩西在四十岁的时候。
He was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and deeds.
他在埃及王宫里经受了一切的教育，他是蛮有智慧，并且非常的强大。
And also in Exodus 2 verse 12.
在出埃及记第二章十二节里面讲到。
It tells that he was in an excellent physical condition.
是说到他的身体非常的强壮。
He was like a kung fu master.
他就像一个打拳的那个拳师一样。
So he could kill the tough Egyptian guy by an empty hand.
他空手就能把这个埃及人打倒。
Most importantly,
最主要的
he kept his heart to his true identity as a Hebrew rather than prince of Egypt.
他自己真实的这个身份就是他作为希伯来的人的身份深深地印在他的里面他永远没有忘记
Hebrews 11:27 says that Moses chose to suffer affliction with his own people rather than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin by Egyptian royalty
希伯来书第十一章二十三节讲到摩西他与他的弟兄们同受苦难而不是在王宫里面享受一切的奢华
What a wonderful man he was
他是何等样一个伟大的人物
He was prince of Egypt
他是埃及的王子
But he wasn't stained by Egyptian pride
但是他没有去被埃及所有这些骄傲所玷污
He had a top level education
他有最高的最好的教育
But he would rather to serve his own people.
但是他愿意来服侍他自己的民。
Moses seemed to be ready as the leader that Israel people had been waiting for a long time to lead them out of the land of slavery.
好像他就是以色列人所一直长久以来等待的带领他们出埃及为奴之家的那个领袖。
And verse 12 is the showcase for Moses to approve his ability and the leadership.
第十二这个出埃及记第二章第十二节似乎了印证这一点，他就是那位领袖。
He was indeed the man of a leader.
他确实是一个领袖。
But you know what?
但是你知道吗
？Yet he wasn't the man of God.
但是他不是。寻求神心意的人
，because he was looking to the left and looking to the right，
因为他左右观看。
Before he was about to kill the Egyptian guy，
在他杀死埃及人之前，他是左右观看。
He thought he was sneaky enough by looking to all the directions around him。
他以为他自己这样偷偷摸摸的左右观看到处看一看有没有人看见
And he made sure that everything was going perfectly fine with his own plan for no one was watching and looking at what he was doing
他以为他的计划是完美的因为此刻他认为没有人看见他在做任何事情
But my dear brothers he lookedTo the left, he looked to the right.
但是弟兄姊妹们，他左右观看。
But he didn't look to above.
但是他没有向上观看。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is typical man's way.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是人的方法。
Man's way in exercising their ability in conflict situations.
当冲突发生的时候人在使用自己的能力来解决冲突的时候就是这样
We look to the left and look to the right
我们向左看向右看
We make sure everything is going okay from all the directions
我们以为四面 观望一切都还好
But we never look to above
但是我们却没有往上看。
They never consider God but themselves only.
没有来仰望神，而是全部依靠自己。
Guys, this is why Moses got to meet his life-changing turning point by verse 15.
所以到了第十五节时候，摩西就遇到了他第一个生命当中的转折。
That he had to flee to the land of Midian from Egypt.
所以他必须要从埃及逃离去米甸的旷野。
And dwelt in there for his second 40 years.
在米甸的旷野，他居住了他第二个四十年。
So, dear young fellows, do you think that in verse 14?
亲爱的年轻的朋友们，你看到第十四节。
It says that Moses got caught by his Hebrew friend.
第十四节说，摩西被他的希伯来朋友所看见。
Is it true?
是吗？
No, he got caught by God from above.
不是的，他是被神所抓住。
You know, recently I was reading through two books of Samuel.
我最近一直在读萨母耳记上下。
And one event was fascinating to me.
有一件事情非常让我有更多的注意力。
In 2 Samuel chapter 2,
在撒母耳记下第二章，
David was expecting a smooth transition to be made the king of Israel after King Saul had died.
当扫罗王死了之后，大卫想要有一个非常平缓的进入他当做王的一个过程。
So in chapter 2 verse 1,
所以在第二章第一节的时候，
David came to God with peace in his heart and asked God.
大卫心里非常平安地来到神面前问神说，
Is it time for me to go home from exile?
现在是我可以回家，从我流亡时期回家的时候吗？
If this is the time, which city you want me to...reside.
如果你想让我回去的时候，你想让我在哪个城里居住呢？
He's very clever.
他非常聪明。
He didn't ask God, is it this the time for me to be the king?
他没有问神说，神啊，这是我应该现在就做王吗？
He asked God, which city you want me to stay?
他问神说，你想让我在哪个城里居住？
Then he would know from God's answer.
这样他就可以知道神的答案。
But God directed him to go back to the city of Hebron.
神却带领他回到希伯伦。
Where God made him the governor over the house of Judea instead of the king of Israel.
这样神就立他为犹大家的王。而不是以色列的王。
What a surprise!
是这个有点让人惊奇。
Guys, David could reject God's plan.
弟兄姊妹们，他完全可以来不听从神的这个计划。
Because long time ago, God had so promised him the kingship over Israel.
因为很久以前，神已经应许他，他必成为以色列的王。
And he had paid for it for 14 years hardship and adversity.
在十四年中，他都经历了许多的痛苦和艰难，为了等着有一天他能够做王。
Now the time is coming.
现在时机似乎已经到了。
With Saul was out of scene.
因为扫罗已经出局了。
God could fulfill his promise to David to sit on the throne, ruling over all the tribes of Israel.
这样的话，是不是就是大卫的时刻？这样他可以来统治以色列全民。
Why there be more delay?
为什么还要有更多的耽延呢？
David asked, but he didn't get the answer from God.
大卫问了，但是他没有从神那得到答案。
Sometimes we ask God questions about our life.
经常我们来到神面前寻求神问关于我们生活的事情。
We think, God, you have to answer me.
我们以为说神啊，你必须来回答我。
David asked God for this question is just so important to his life.
大卫问神这个问题，这个问题对他来说是如此的至关重要。
God heard his question.
神听见了他的问题。
But God didn't answer his question.
但是神没有回答他的问题。
So David went back to the city of Hebron.
所以大卫就回到希伯伦。
And took the seat of a governor of the house of Judah.
所以他就成了犹大家的王。
And waited there patiently for another 7.5 years.
他在希伯伦耐心地等候了七年半的时间。
Before he was finally crowned the king of Israel.
最后他最终成了以色列的王。
Compared to Moses' story in Exodus 2.
那我们比较一下摩西在出埃及记第二章里面的故事。
David could took over the kingship of Israel right at the time.
大卫完全可以在那个时候称自己为以色列的王。
Because he deserved it.
因为他完全配得的。
And he got well prepared for it.
他已经完全的准备好了。
He had the power and the army with him on his side.
他有 军队来支持他。
In other words, David had the full ability to make himself king of Israel.
换句话说，大卫已经有雄厚的实力，完全的使自己可以成为以色列的王。
But we thank God.
但是我们感谢神。
He chose to yield his ability to God's way.
他愿意选择降服在神的旨意之下。
Because he had learned from past experiences.
因为他已经从他过往的经历当中学会自己该学的功课。
That God may work in a way that was different from our way.
神所做事的方式永远和我们的不一样。
In a manner and the timing that I didn't expect.
不管是以方式来说，时机来说，都是我们所没有准备的。
Guys, most of us know that doing things in God's way is always the best.
弟兄姊妹们，我们绝大多数人都已经承认说神的方式是最好的方式。
But in spite of that,
但是
sometimes we don't always choose God's way.
有许多的时，有时我们不选择神的道路。
Because we wanted so badly to keep the things under our control.
因为我们是如此的想要把一切的事情放在自己的控制之下。
We want to exercise our ability in my way.
我们要以自己的能力，以自己的方式来选择。
Rather than in God's way.
而不是选择神的道路。
Dear brothers and sisters, why God wanted to send Moses to the desert for his second 40 years?
弟兄姊妹们，神为什么要差派摩西到米甸的旷野来过他40年的生活呢？
I heard some may say that God wanted to cancel Moses' ability from King's Palace.
我听到有些人说，神想要完全废除他在埃及王宫学的一切的知识。
No, that's a wrong answer. Totally wrong answer.
我认为这是一个完全错误的答案。
Guys, God has never tried to deny our ability.
神从来没有想要说弃绝我们的能力。
The ability both in living and in serving to his purpose.
不管是我们生活还是我们在服事当中的能力。
God deserves the best education background to serve his glorious purpose.
神配得我们最好的教育来服事他。
God wants the best man and woman to serve his glorious purpose.
神需要最好的人选民们来服侍他，好叫他荣耀的旨意得以彰显。
That's why he sent the baby Moses to King's Palace for 40 years.
这样他就派摩西把他送到埃及的王宫，在那里受40年的教育。
40 years, every day Moses learned hard to be the bestOut of the land of Egypt.
在四十年中，每天摩西都要学习怎么样在以色列，在埃及地里最好的知识。
The problem is never Moses' ability.
但是永远不是摩西的能力。
But his spiritual quality to choose the way for his ability.
而是他属灵 生命的性格品格来选择他用使用他的能力
so that he could consecrate his education, his mighty words, deeds learned from Egyptian schools.
好叫他能把自己所 学到的一切的教育和能力能够完全分别为圣献给神
Not only for God's purpose.
不仅是为了神的旨意
Listen to this carefully, but also in God's way.
而且是以神的方式在神的方式里面
So dear young guys
所以亲爱的年轻的弟兄姊妹们
Does God care about our education and ability?
神在乎我们的教育和我们的能力吗
Yes, he does
是的他在意
If you are going to a college
如果你去上大学
You had no reason to stand in the second row, you have to be in the first row.
如果你没有原因去坐在第二排的话，你一定要坐在第一排。
Because that's why baby Moses could find God's salvation at the bank of the river and grew up in King's palace for 40 years.
所以神的恩典就是这样的在摩西的身上彰显，他虽然经过了尼罗河里面，飘过了岸，但是他在摩西在埃及的王宫经过四十年最好的教育。
But my dear young guys, you know what?
但是亲爱的年轻人们，你知道吗
？God cares the most the way we exercise our ability.
但是 ，what is the word we?
We exercise our ability.
神在意我们是怎么样使用我们的能力。
Dear brothers and sisters, I think you and I, as we weigh the two ways.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要来权衡我们是怎么样行事。
My way and God's way.
是我们的方式还是神的方式
？We may have that spiritual quality.
我们可能有属灵的性格。
To come away knowing in our heart.
这样在我们的心里，我们就知道。
It is always the best.Always the wisest, always the most profitable to live and serve in God's way.
但是神的方式永远是最好的、最佳的、最明智的和最受益的方式。
Now we have to save the time for our last Bible readings for today.
我们要快一点来省时间。赶快读最后一次一处圣经的研读。
Let's turn to Exodus 3 verses 1 through 5.
让我们读出埃及记第三章第一到第五节。
Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mount of God.And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in the flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn.So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. And he said, Do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground.
出埃及记第三章第一到五节，摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司叶嫩罗的羊群，一日领羊群往野外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山。耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧着却没有烧毁。摩西说：“我要过去看这大异象，这荆棘为何没有烧坏呢？”耶和华神见他过去要看， 就从荆棘里呼叫说：“摩西，摩西。”他说：“我在这里。”神说：“不要近前来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。”
Exodus chapter 3 is an amazing part in Moses' life.
出埃及记第三章是作为摩西生平当中非常惊人的一章。
Let's focus on two things here that are meaningful to us.
让我们在这里注重两点，对我们来说很有意义的两点。
The bush and the fire in the flaming bush.
第一点就是那个荆棘，第二个是荆棘里燃烧的荆棘。
As we were sharing at Psalm 90,
当我们来分享诗篇第九十章的时候，
Moses at this point was 80 years old.
摩西在这时候已经八十岁了。
And he had been a shepherd for 40 years.
他已经做了四十年的牧羊人。
Because God had given him a task in the middle of a desert for his spiritual quality.
因为在这个旷野当中，神要训练他属灵的品格。
But he didn't like the task.
但是他不喜欢神给交给他的这个任务。
So he ended up with a conclusion that God had abandoned him there.
所以他几乎认为说神已经弃绝他了。
And totally forgotten about him.
神已经忘记他了。
Like a bush in a desolated place by the foothill of a mountain, worthless and hopeless.
就像在旷野中一座荒山的脚下，一个被遗忘的荆棘，是毫无希望的。
Just waiting for the day that he would be cut off soon and to fly away.
就像等着一天，这一天如鹰飞去，他就转眼成空。
Life had far away lost its meaningfulness for Moses because he had been apart from God for so many years.
对于摩西来说，生命的意义似乎不再有价值，因为他已经与神没有交通很长一段时间。
I believe that for 40 years, God had remained silent to Moses.
我相信在这四十年旷野当中，神没有对摩西讲话。
My dear brothers and sisters, maybe this is the same situation you are experiencing now.
弟兄姊妹们，我真的认为也许你在这一刻就是这样的一个光景。
You are hitting a dead end for everything you have on this earth.
似乎你已经面临所有的绝境，无路可走。
Including the meaningfulness for your life.
甚至来怀疑你生命的意义。
So you come to a conclusion that everything is over now.
你来到一个决定，你认为说所有的一切都已经没有意义要。没有道路可选。
So we give our ears to the doctors.
所以我们就听所有医生所讲的。
The doctor said he is over now.
医生说没有希望了。
Go home, go back to China. He is over now.
回家吧，回到中国去，已经没有救了。
We give our ears to our boss.
我们听我们老板所说的话。
Go get out of here this afternoon, before this afternoon, because you are finished here.
你到了这个下午，就是你今天任职的最后一天，我们不需要你了。
There's so many situations we're facing, like Moses had in a desolated place, and he thought God had abandoned him.
我们所面临的许多光景，就如摩西在米甸的旷野一样。好像神已经拒绝了我们。
But my dear brothers and sisters, don't forget.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们一定不能忘记。
The vision that Moses was seeing is not only the bush.
摩西所看的异象不仅是荆棘。
A worthless and hopeless bush.
毫无价值，毫无希望的荆棘。
But the fire in flaming bush.
而是燃烧的荆棘。
Fire in the Bible always represents the appearance of God.
在圣经当中火焰经常着预表着神。
As Hebrews 12:29 confirms with us that for our God is a consuming fire.
在希伯来书十二章二十九节说，我们的神是烈火。
So it was obviously God Himself coming to visit, to reveal Himself to Moses.
所以我们有确据知道，说是神自己向摩西显现，自己来就近摩西。
God come to visit Moses again when he was situated in a great depression and disappointment.
在摩西极大的沮丧和极大的失落，没有前途的，在他自己的失望当中，神遇见了摩西。
In verse 5, God told Moses to take off your sandals off your feet.
在第五节当中，神告诉摩西说，让他脱掉脚上的鞋。
Why? Because for the place where you stand is holy ground.
为什么呢？因为你所在的地是圣地。
Notice this is the first time in the Bible we see the word holy present here in reference to God.
这是在圣经当中第一次来预说用这个圣洁这个词儿来预表神的性格。
I'm sure that Moses was surprised for what?
我肯定说摩西当时非常的惊奇，就说怎么了？
And he would ask God, what do you mean? This land is holy ground?
他肯定是想要问神说，这个地是圣地。
What makes this place so holy?
什么使这个地圣地呢？
It's nothing special here, just a couple of stones.
在这里没有什么特别的，只有几个石头。
In this barren desert.
在这个贫瘠之地。
This pile of dirt.
在这个真是没有价值的，都是尘土之地。
It's no holy ground. It's just a part of my routine tracks to herd the sheep every day.
怎么会是圣地呢？我每天都在这牧羊。
You know, it's very interesting that if you visit a hospital in this country,
非常有趣的是，如果你在这个国家去探访病人在医院里的时候。
Every place, almost every place, they have provided a room called a chapel or prayer room.
在每个地方，他们几乎都要有一个叫祷告的地方。
So once I was visiting a patient in the hospital ER.
有一次我去在这个 ER 来探访一个病人。
When I was about to pray for him by his bed,
我要准备在他的床旁边为他祷告的时候。
But his wife stopped me.
他的妻子就让我停下来。
And I said the chapel is in another building.
他告诉我祷告的屋子在另外一个建筑里面。
So she suggested that I should go to the chapel in another building.
所以她是建议我应该带着她去另外一个建筑。
So it is designated for the purpose of a prayer.
因为那个屋子是为了祷告而使用的。
So I asked her why not here?
所以我就问她为什么不能在这儿呢？
She said, of course you can't pray here.
他说当然你可以在这儿祷告。
Because God is not here.
他说神不在这里。
God is in the chapel.
但是因为神是在另外一个祷告的屋子里面。
So I'm very thankful if you want to pray for my husband.
我非常感恩你要为我的丈夫祷告。
But you have to go to some place that God is in there.
你必须要去神应该在去的地方。
God is not here.
神不在这儿。
So dirty place.
这么脏的地方
，With a man have a last breath of life，
这个人他觉得气息都快没有了。
You think God is here？
你以为神会在这儿吗
？Hymn 206 from the church hymn book。
诗歌本第206首。
It says where Jesus is, it is heaven there。
有记。耶稣的地方就是天堂。
And mid earth's sorrow and its woe, it is heaven my Jesus here to know.
虽然有一些痛苦和忧虑，但是只要我的救主在那里，就是天堂。
My dear brothers and sisters, God's presence could be in every your situation.
弟兄姊妹们，神的同在可以在任何一个你所经历的境况来出现。
In every moment.
在每一时刻。
It could be in your car, in your family, in your classroom.
可以在你的车里，在你的家里，甚至在教室里。
It could be on your way running to work.
可能是在你跑步的时候。
It could be, in the hospital room when you visited the doctor.
可能是你要去见医生的时候。
If you just keep Jesus in you.
如果你有耶稣住在你的心里面。
Wherever you stand, it is your holy ground to meet with God and His supernatural power.
无论你在哪里，只要耶稣在你的心里，你就是站在圣地，神就可以向你施展他奇妙的能力。
Guys, this is the first step for Moses' third 40 years of life.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是摩西第三个四十年的开始。
My time is out.
我没有时间了。
There's still a lot I can share with you about the story of Moses.
我还有许多想要分享的。
But I want to conclude here with two sentences.
但是我想以两句话来劝勉。
My dear brothers and sisters, God has a plan, the way for our life.
弟兄姊妹们，神对我们的生命有一个计划。
And His way is always the best way for us.
他的道路永远是对我们来说最好的道路。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your precious word you speak into us.
主耶稣，我们非常感恩你宝贵的话语说到我们里面。
Lord, we commit ourselves unto your word.
主，我们把我们自己仰望在你的恩典当中。
The word of life, the word of grace, the word of power.
你的话语是充充满满的，有生命，有恩典，有能力。
Lord, we thank you for this moment. In Jesus' name we pray.
主耶稣，我们非常感恩这段时间，奉耶稣基督的名。
阿门。